Hello everyone, I'm really happy to be back. It's my first day back after being off unwell, and I just want to first of all say thank you so much for keeping me in your prayers, and I'm really grateful to be back today, and welcome to everyone who's come and joined us today. It's really lovely to have you. I'm here to make an announcement about Messy Church. We're going to start this outreach program up at the end of this month, on the last Saturday of the month. We are looking in particular for food magazines now. Supermarkets like Tesco always give out free food magazines. When you check out, there's usually a big box of free magazines. So when you go to your next food shop, please keep an eye out for these magazines that the supermarkets give you for free. Please keep them and then bring them next Sunday or the following Sundays. That would be really amazing. So thank you so much.
A very good morning to all the good people of Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland. Good morning. Welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Because of the weather, I'm sure that's why we have just about half of our worshippers this morning. Where two or three are gathered in God's name, He will be in their midst without fail and without miss. I would love on behalf of our congregation and parish to welcome all those who may be worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. Welcome also to our brothers and sisters worshiping via Zoom and to those who will be listening to our worship service afterwards on our church website. At the start of the service, I would like to bring greetings again to you from the moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon and the synod clerk who visited with us last week, and the moderator preached in this church. They arrived home safely on Tuesday last week, and they have been busy with other stuff. So they send their many blessings and greetings to all of us. Our call to worship this morning is Psalm 119, 169 to 176. May my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your law sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 519, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
us pray. Heavenly Father, Creator of all things, we approach your throne of grace with hearts yearning for your presence. We acknowledge your sovereignty and your infinite love for us, manifested in every breath we take and every moment we experience. Lord, as we reflect on the teachings of your Son, Jesus Christ, in Matthew 22, we recognize the essence of true religion, to love you with all our being and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We confess that at times our love has been partial, fleeting, or even absent. We admit to prioritizing rituals over relationships and traditions over true heart connections. Forgive us, O Lord, for the moments when our ears have been closed to the cries of our neighbors, for times when our hands have hesitated to serve, and for days when our hearts have strayed from your love. We confess that we often become entangled in the web of our selfish desires, forgetting that every human is made in your divine image. We seek your guidance, O God, to realign our hearts to the core of our faith, a faith that actively listens, serves, and invests quality time in uplifting those around us. Grant us the strength to practice active love, not just in words, but in deeds, echoing the teachings of your Son. In your mercy, cleanse our hearts and renew our spirits, that we may truly embody the teachings of Jesus, making our love for you visible through our love for others. It is in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Good morning, children. Are there any children in church this morning? Good morning to you. How are you this morning? Good? You managed to get out of bed and come to church. Well done. Let us put our hands together for these children. My children said they were not able to come because of the weather. So you've done so well. On Friday, I was at Newport Primary School. How many of you saw me there? Oh, all of you. That was a very nice event. It was the Harvest Festival, or the Harvest event of the school. And I really enjoyed some of the songs you people sang. I was particularly interested in the one where you said you thanked God for everything except for Brussels sprouts. And when I spoke to you people, I asked what you really wanted to be thankful for. One thing you should be thankful for. Was it you, Luis, who replied? I think somebody in the congregation. Okay. And the person said they were thankful for food. And I was quite impressed with the answer, because if we don't eat, we will not grow. But I also made a statement about Brussels sprouts. I first tasted that vegetable in 2012 when I just arrived in Scotland. And I thought it was bitter and not good at all. It was a Tanzanian classmate who prepared it, and then I had a taste of it. But later on, I looked up the nutritional value of Brussels sprouts and discovered that they have some very nice vitamins. They have vitamin B6, they have potassium, they have sodium. And since then, I've been eating Brussels sprouts. Do you know why? Because they are good for my body. I know they are bitter, but they are good. This morning, I don't want to talk about Brussels sprouts because I know some of you don't like it at all. I want to talk about a conversation Jesus Christ had with the Pharisees. One of them, who was an expert in the law, came to him and asked, "What was the greatest commandment?" Before I go to the answer to the question, which is provided in Scripture, I would like to ask you a question. Do you have rules in your class? You have rules. What are some of the rules that you have? Things you should not do or things you should do. I've been to your school several times, and sometimes I go into classes, I see rules. What are some of the rules? Is respect one of them? Raise your hands before you speak. Is that one of them? Now I'm giving you the answers instead of you giving me the answers. What again? Can you remember more? No bullying. Is that one of them? Good. I'm pretty good, right? Can you also clap for me? Clap for me, please. Now, I've seen all these rules and many more, but I think if we simply set out two rules to say, for example, respect your teacher, respect your fellow student or people and be kind to them, we will not need other rules, because if you respect your teacher, when he or she speaks, you'll be quiet, you'll listen, and you'll do what they tell you to do. So when the Pharisees asked Jesus which was the greatest commandment, he said the first one was to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And the second one was about our relationship with one another. So loving God and loving people. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So we should love God, respect God, honor God, but in loving God, we should also remember that we must love one another. Now, we cannot say we love God if we do not love the people we see. We don't see God. So if we say that we love God, we must show that love by loving ourselves. So the lesson for us is that as children of God, we come to church because we love God. We want to live by the standards that he has set as we read from the Bible. We want to honor him. We want to respect him. But we also need to love one another. If we do this, that will be the right balance. We will just be the kind of children that God wants us to be. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your teachings from Scripture. And we thank you especially for our children who are able to learn at this age and grow in faith. Continue to be a blessing upon them and all of us. Help us, O Father, to love not just you, but to show that love to one another in our daily lives. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next theme is make me a channel of your peace. Thank you. think there are many more hymns today than usual. We will take the lessons and skip I Need Thee Every Hour. The reading of the lessons, please.
Good morning. Our first reading is from the Old Testament, and it's from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 1 to 4, and then from verses 11 to 18. Leviticus 19, 1 to 4. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you must respect your mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn idols or make metal gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not defraud your neighbor or rob him. Do not hold back the wages of a hired worker overnight. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in their guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." And our next reading is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. The greatest commandment. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on to these two commandments." Amen. And may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. Our next hymn will be hymn 153, "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and ever-living Father, as we reflect on your word from Matthew 22, we humbly ask that the light of your wisdom shine brightly within our hearts. Open our minds to grasp the profound truth that Jesus shared, reminding us that the essence of true religion is to love you with our entire being and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in Matthew 22, verse 34 to 40, we read that the Pharisees got together, and one of them, who was an expert in the law, came to Jesus with a question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? I think they were trying to test the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Little did they know that his answer would reveal the essence of true religion. And he told them simply that they needed to love God with every part of their lives, but also to love their neighbors as they loved themselves. And when Jesus gave that reply to the religious leaders, he was quoting a verse from Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. And he emphasized that true religion starts with a deep and all-encompassing love for God. This love is not a mere feeling. It is a commitment that engages our hearts, our souls, and our minds. In simpler terms, Jesus was saying, love God with your whole being. Now, it is crucial for us to notice the order in which these commandments are presented by our Lord. Love for God comes first. Why? Because it is our love for God that enables us to genuinely love our fellow people. The teaching in the Bible is clear. We are created in the image of God. Therefore, our love for others is grounded in our love for God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in a world that can sometimes seem unlovable, it is through our devotion to God that we find the capacity to love and to serve others. And our love for God brings an awareness of the intrinsic value and worth of every individual. Understanding that every person is created in the image of God gives us a renewed perspective on humanity. We begin to see others not just as mere individuals, but as bearers of the divine image. And this recognition can lead us to treat others with greater dignity, respect, and compassion, irrespective of their background, beliefs, or behavior. Dear friends, God's love is selfless. God's love is unconditional, and God's love is forgiving. As we grow in our relationship with God and experience His unwavering love for us, we become channels of that love. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we find the strength to love others and to love them unconditionally. We practice forgiveness and extend grace even in challenging situations. And the more we comprehend the depths of God's love for us, the more we are moved to share that love with others, even when it is difficult or goes against our natural inclinations. In these few verses in Matthew, our Lord Jesus Christ distilled the essence of religion. Religion is not just about rituals, traditions, or outward displays of faith. It is about a deep and unwavering commitment to God, a commitment that flows into our relationships with others. It is about embracing the love of God, which then empowers us to love our neighbors. But true religion is not a passive sentiment. It is an active way of life. It is devotion to God that translates into compassion for humanity. When we love God with our whole being, it naturally leads us to love our neighbors as ourselves. This love is not theoretical, it is practical. It compels us to serve, to help, and to make a positive difference in the lives of those around us. So let me share with you as I finish three ways we can actively love people. The first is active listening. One of the most important ways to show love is to genuinely listen to someone. This means putting away distractions, offering undivided attention, and not just waiting for your turn to speak. When we actively listen, we validate the other person's feelings and thoughts, making them feel seen and heard. Secondly, through acts of service. Demonstrating love through action can have a lasting impact. This can range from small gestures like preparing a meal or helping with chores to larger commitments such as assisting someone in need or volunteering. These acts of service show that you are willing to invest your time and effort for the well-being of another. And thirdly, quality time. In an age where we are constantly busy and distracted, giving someone your undivided time is a precious gift. Whether it is sharing a meal, having a deep conversation, or enjoying a shared activity, spending quality time shows the other person that they are valuable to you and that you cherish your relationship with them. Dear friends, as we journey through life, let us remember the most important lesson Jesus shared that day. True religion is not about religious checklists or empty rituals. It is about wholeheartedly loving God and expressing that love by wholeheartedly loving our fellow people. In this simple yet profound truth, we find the core of our duty to God and our duty to man. May our love for God continue to inspire us to love and serve others, making this world a better place for all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Help us to not just be hearers, but doers. Enable us to practice active listening, serve selflessly, and invest quality time with those around us. May our actions echo the boundless love you have for us, and in turn inspire us to share that love without reservation. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord of all hopefulness is hymn 166, our next hymn. Let us pray. Let us dedicate our offerings and ourselves, and let us intercede. Eternal and loving God, as we are seated before your throne of grace, we bring before you the offerings of our hands and our hearts and our lives. In the light of the gospel message this morning, we recognize the depth and breadth of your love, a love that calls us to love you with our whole being and to extend that love to our neighbors. Lord, let these offerings be a tangible expression of our love for you and our desire to serve those around us. Let each gift given be a testament to our commitment to your work, a work that calls us to active listening, genuine service, and investing quality time in others. May these offerings be used to further your kingdom here on earth, making a difference in the lives of those who are in need and reflecting the true essence of our faith. Gracious God, in the midst of our bustling lives, we pause to lift our hearts in intercession. As we have been reminded today of the essence of true religion, we pray for the strength to love and to serve, and to serve our neighbors with sincere devotion. We pray for those who are seeking to find you in the midst of their struggles. May they come to know the profound love you have for them and find comfort in your presence. We also pray for those who feel isolated and unheard. Grant us the grace to actively listen to them, validating their experiences and offering your hope. Lord, guide us to act in service to those in our communities and beyond. Whether it's through small acts of kindness or larger commitments, empower us to be your hands and feet, showing the love of Christ in practical ways. As we navigate the complexities of this world, help us to prioritize quality time with those around us, truly valuing the relationships you have blessed us with. Father, we pray for our world and for the events of the world. We think of parts of the world where there is war, that these wars may cease and peace regained and returned. Father, we pray for ourselves. In moments of doubt, remind us of your unfailing love and the call you have placed on our lives to love genuinely. Equip us, O God, to be true ambassadors of your love in the world, radiating your grace and compassion wherever we go. All this we pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. If you are able, please stand, and together let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Final hymn this morning, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, 167.
Thank you.
What a beautiful singing. I felt like being transported beyond and above myself with angels and archangels. Thank you all very much. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.